Current State on WKAR. I'm Melissa Benmark, sitting in for Mark Bayshore. A class in the Michigan State University School of Journalism has produced a collaborative book exploring the Lansing area's many religious institutions. Over the span of just a few days, a team of students spent time at churches around mid-Michigan talking with clergy and parishioners, and they've written about their experiences. It's called One Community, One Week, Many Faiths, The Diversity of Worship and Belief. Professors Eric Friedman and Howard Boston led the project and edited the book. And we're joined now by Eric Friedman, along with MSU student Jordan Jennings, a photojournalism and Spanish major, Spanish junior from Perry, who worked on the project. Welcome to Current State, both of you.
Thank you.
First of all, Eric, where did you and your fellow journalism professor Howard Boston get the idea to do this project?
We wanted to give students a real-world experience that would mix reporting, interviewing, research, photography in a collaborative project that would give them something professional for their portfolios, and we wanted to get them off campus. The university, as big as it is often like an island, and students sometimes think off campus means Crunchies, Meridian Mall, and don't interact with the broader community.
How did you select the churches?
I started with the Yellow Pages, and it's not just churches. We have the Islamic Center of East Lansing. We have two synagogues. We have Hindu temple, the Buddhist temple, and a wide theological array of more mainstream and non-mainstream churches. I wanted to get as diverse a group of beliefs and institutions, from storefronts to mega institutions, as possible, and I began calling clergy and lay leaders to see who would participate.
And when you were assigning the students to this, were they allowed to pick their home religion, as it were?
No, absolutely not. I think one exception out of the 27 institutions, everyone was at an institution not of his or her background. And some of our students had no religious background, and some had intense religious upbringing in their families and their home communities.
Jordan Jennings, what interested you about this project?
Well, as you said, some students weren't raised in a very religious background, but I, for one, was. So this is already a subject that was really interesting to me. I was raised in a Christian faith and attended non-denominational church, and I was assigned to go to a Roman Catholic as well as University Lutheran and a Quaker Friends meeting, which was really different for me. So I thought that was really unique.
So those were the ones that you visited. Mm-hmm. Were you taking pictures in this process?
So primarily I was assigned to write three chapters, and those mm-hmm. were what I interviewed people on and wrote about. And then after the fact, I was asked to take a couple of pictures. And so I actually got to attend different churches and talk to different clergy. And so I got a broad array of people and places to visit.
So each student had to attend at least one church service. Tell us about your experience attending.
Okay, well, for instance, one that was really interesting to me was the Quaker meeting. That was a meeting in which they get together and sit in a square and sit in silence, waiting for, as they explained, the Spirit for an hour. And as a journalist, that's really difficult to write about silence and stillness. So that was unique for me. Another that I really enjoyed was the Roman Catholic service. That actually I got to attend two, and one was in Spanish. So I was able to use my bilingual skills and learn even more about what they do and how the people respond to that faith. So that's really neat for me.
As a professor, Eric Friedman, what kind of advice did you give the students about covering really this most intimate of things? I mean, this is deeply held belief that people, as we see in the news every day, are willing to die for. What advice did you give them about going into that situation?
Well, you're right, Melissa. It's highly emotional and highly sensitive for a lot of people. We put a lot of emphasis in preparation on respect for other people's beliefs, whether they were your beliefs or not. We had Professor Sue Carter, who's a journalism professor but also an Episcopal priest, come into class and talk to the students about how to interact with clergy. Professor Carter also wrote the preface to the book. And then we also had discussions in class. Somebody came back and said, this happened at one of my interviews or one of my worship services. how do I follow up, for example? And it's sensitive, but journalists cover sensitive topics all the time, and they're not making a judgment on anybody's sincerity or the validity of their beliefs.
So you didn't receive, or did you receive, pushback from students who were opposed to the variety, maybe, of religions that were being looked at?
Nobody objected to that. I did have one student who had registered for the class, and I sent an email out a week before saying this was the group project, and she emailed back that she was dropping the class. She was an atheist. She didn't want to propagate religious views, and how can you say that only people with a religious faith belong to the community? So I responded and saying, well, that's your right. Journalists and researchers don't make those kind of judgments. We interview, we ask questions, we present, and I thought that she was the loser by not participating in this professional and academic exercise.
So now that the book has been published, what's your target audience?
Primarily local, people in the community who are affiliated with religious institutions, people at MSU who are teaching religious studies, or they're in the Muslim studies faculty or the Jewish studies faculty, and local clergy whose institutions may not be in the book but are uncomfortable with dealing with journalists or students, and this gives them an example of what can be produced if the opportunity comes up.
This is for either one of you who'd like to take it. It strikes me that the Lansing area is unique in that we have a little bit of everybody, but we don't, religious-wise, but we don't really have enough for an enclave, practically. You know, almost everybody has, you know, one or two congregations. There are some that where there are more. But it seems to me that studying other religions and covering other religions in the Lansing area is going to be a whole nother animal from someplace like New York, Chicago, Boston.
Well, the Lansing area is different from Chicago, New York, and Boston, and we're certainly different from, say, Salt Lake City, where the Mormon church is the dominant church. The diversity here, I think, in part reflects the fact that so many people who live here, either long-term or temporarily, come from elsewhere. Large international population, connected with the university and not. And the traditions that they had at home come here. So at the Buddhist temple, for example, there are Buddhists from Southeast Asia, and there are also sort of American Buddhists, if that's a clear way to express
Buddhist it. By choice.
Right, and yeah. The same thing with a lot of the smaller non-denominational churches, where the members of the church may have grown up as Catholics or Presbyterians or Lutherans, and they were looking for a different kind of religious experience still within the Christian umbrella. So storefronts, small churches, not just the mega churches or the long-established churches, give them a spiritual home.
Jordan, what do you think that a writing credit like this could do to help your career?
Oh, my goodness. Well, for me, I think it was a really good opportunity to, first of all, learn how to be objective. I think it was really wise on their part that they asked us, well, I didn't mean they asked, they commanded, that we go to a faith that was different than ours. And it really helped me take the initiative, learn how to interview. It helped me as a writer substantially because I'm not good at being concise. I can be very long-winded. And so to turn in these manuscripts to Professor Friedman and have him say, no, we're taking this entire paragraph out. It's like, no, it's like cutting off a finger. It was painful, but it made me a much better writer. And I think to have my name and my work published that's a great opportunity. So, yeah, extremely helpful.
You can opt not to answer this, actually,
okay.
Jordan, if you'd like. But you said you were raised in the Christian faith, and that the places that you went were different from what you were raised with. Was there a part of you that found it at all inspiring, or was it just, was it kind of an exercise in journalism for you?
I would say it was both, absolutely. And I will answer this question. I like answering questions. I found it inspiring as a journalist to learn that objectivity. And I found it inspiring personally because there were bits and pieces from each church that I visited which I could take away from that and apply to my own life. For instance, I really appreciated the Quakers and their ability to sit and wait and listen. And I think it's hard in even our society today to sit back and not feel like I have a to-do list, even just a spiritual to-do list of stay on top of things. So I really appreciated that.
The book is One Community, One Week, Many Faiths, The Diversity of Worship and Belief. MSU junior Jordan Jennings joined us, an MSU journalism professor and, by the way, Pulitzer Prize winner, Eric Friedman, also joined us. Thank you both very much for talking about your experience.
Thank you, Melissa.